Have you ever sat down and interviewed someone really close to you? Maybe it was just a cup of coffee, nothing formal like a podcast, but someone who you think you know through and through. And when you do, you are actually incredibly surprised by their responses and their feedback. Maybe even shocked. Well, I got the chance to do this with someone who was actually on the receiving end, a nervous wreck. She showed up and she showed out, even against her own comfortability, to change lives, to open eyes and hearts, because she has gone through such a transformational time and is still going through it. And she's seeing how powerful vulnerability is at the end of the day. And I just want to applaud her. And I did get to embrace her, and I get to very often, because this special person, this person who I thought I knew, but she has already taught me even more in the course of the last few months, is my sweetheart mama. And so with her testimony in this podcast, you get to hear just even just tipping the iceberg of what it is that she has walked out in her life and what she's doing in her life right now. The pieces of who she is and why she is and where she comes from are all listed and dived into. But like I said, there's so much more, and there always is. I cannot get everybody's all on the table in 1 hour. But I just want you to know that you will be 1,000% blessed and challenged and given some insight into some things that maybe you yourself are walking through. So I hope that you have the opportunity to listen. It is a little bit echoey, so bear with me, because we are in a hotel lobby at one of the largest business conferences in the nation by our girl Rachel Hollis. So I couldn't lose the opportunity to sit down with her, even though we were in a place that probably wasn't ideal, not our podcast studio. So please bear with us. Please listen. It's so good. She's awesome. Give it up for my mama, Brenda. We are all in pursuit of something more. Wherever, whatever, or whoever your more is, I want to help you get there, wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. The Fit and Faith movement was birthed through my own trial and error discovery of mind, body, and soul alignment. I learned firsthand that being fit isn't about our physique at all. It's about the wholeness of our heart and the root of our joy. This isn't a fitness podcast. This isn't a quick fix health detox ploy. This isn't confusing religious banter. This is a whole body health checkup, focusing on the heart. This is an opportunity to join me alongside other big dreamers, innovative movers, and lifestyle shakers as we explore and share our messy comeback stories to wholeness. If you're one step away from achieving your idea of something more, tune in for practical, fun, and healthy ways to ignite yourself into even more. Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast with me, Tamara Lee Andress. There is no better time than now to get fit.
Hey guys, we are so glad to be live, and I'm hoping that the internet connection is good enough here for you guys to actually hear us. But we are, hey Kim, can you shout out and let me know if you can hear us okay? We're doing this in the hotel lobby because our room wasn't conducive. So we'll check in and see if people can hear us okay first, before we get too far in and you miss all the goods. Kimberly, can you let me know if we're sound okay? All right, I think we're just gonna have to go with it. Excited to be here with you guys today. We are in Charleston, South Carolina. We had to travel all the way here just for us to spend time together.
Exactly.
But it's been so good. Yeah, y'all, get in the car 8 hours with your mom. When you have babies and life is bananas and you don't have that undivided time and attention, it is so special. And I'm so grateful for this time together, because it wasn't something I originally intended to happen. So I'll go into that detail later. But she is such a special, special person in my life, obviously, part of my creation. But way more deep than that, she's a motivator and an inspiration, and so relevant that we are now at the Rise Business Conference together with Rachel Hollis, Dave Hollis, Brendan Bouchard, so many awesome people, Ed Milet. It's going to be amazing. Rachel Hollis is life. She's so good. And it's been awesome to be with her in person.
But I've really just enjoyed our time together, and to see where we're going to be going from here in this next season of our life, it is only fitting that this episode is episode 30, because my 30s have been just such a gift from God, and I feel like that was a part of your life's journey as well, mm-hmm. the variation 30s. From your 20s to your 30s. So welcome. I'm going to call her mom, but she is her own person. She is Brenda Cornwell, super special, and if you know her locally, you know she is a force to be reckoned with. So, Mom, yes. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
She hates stuff like this, so it's so fun that I get to push her outside of her comfort zone. But yeah, I'd like you to like just take a second to introduce yourself. You can talk about your family, you can talk about business, whatever it goes, we'll just see where the heart leads.
So, as you know, my name is Brenda Cornwell. Let's see, I am a mother of three. I have 9 grandbabies. I've been married 34 years. And I own 2 businesses, and one has been for about 34 years, and it's been taking care of kids and preschool, and I totally love that. I've had kids from little to they grown up, went to college, and they had kids and bring their kids back. So it's been a real circle of life. And then since then, I had opened up a maternity shop. So, and I totally love that. Tamara and I opened that together, and then she ventured off doing more bigger things than I could
not
possibly even.
Bigger, yeah, bigger, well, different
and bigger for me. Then I can, obviously I'm not a speaker, so. But she's, you know, blossomed, and I'm very proud of that. And she left me in good hands, and I had to figure out a lot. So here I am at a business conference, and if you have not been to one of these, I highly suggest it, as it has opened my eyes up to a lot of things, to know that it's okay to step back and breathe for a moment and know that you're okay, and just readjust your business and your life.
Yeah, that's good. I think for me specifically, because I move at a supersonic speed, and I got that from you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And people are always like, how do you do all of the things? Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I just take it day by day, and I just wake up and I know that I have something to do, and it's different every day. Sometimes, like, my utter purpose is to be a good mom. And I know you wake up days and you're just like, okay, my kids get all of me today. Yeah. Or you're waking up and you're like, okay, this business needs priority, or it needs nurturing, or my husband needs a priority and attention. Right. And just a matter of where I put that energy. And so I create something, I think I've shared this with you before, like my MIT list. So it's my most important task list,
yes.
MIT. Mm-hmm. And it's 3 things. So I have to choose 3 things that day, because of course our to-do lists are eternal. Of course
exactly.
We have 1,000 things going on. Of course we have goals and dreams. And what are you gonna do today that's gonna get you closer to what you imagine your best version of yourself is later? And if it's not in your business and your marriage is struggling, or it's in your business and your home life is great, then choose the priorities that make the most sense to the value of your joy. And I've seen you choose both, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've done the same.
Right.
And so like share a little bit about like what that journey has been like for you in business and also prioritizing your personal life.
Yeah. So, you know, business itself can engulf you, and you don't know really what your life is doing because you're so involved in your business.
It's true.
And so sometimes you do put, if you are struggling through something in your life, that you will put something that's more positive first before you have to deal with the negative.
That's good.
And so I have done that.
Yeah.
And I own up to it. And so now being here and readjusting and taking that breath and thinking about I am first, but my husband needs to come second.
Yeah.
And he has not been second for a long time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So business has always been first.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, God, you know, you got to put him up there before all that, or none of this would even be here today.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and I learned that this year myself. And so that's been very powerful for me, because I came from a very religious background that was very hurtful. So it's taken me a while to open up my heart to know that he's always been there.
Yeah.
Even though I didn't think he was there, he was there.
Yeah.
And he had to take me through the hardness to get to the goodness.
Yeah.
And I had to open my eyes up on that.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's always a scary journey for so many people, because you walk through life and you're like, where are you?
Yeah.
Like, why me?
Yeah.
Why is this happening? Where's the good in this situation? And you know, people are dealing with so many horrendous things I hear all the time, and it's heartbreaking, but like from an outside perspective, and I just did this exercise with a girlfriend, like, I feel like somebody looking into your life could count a thousand blessings.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter who you are, you could say, oh my gosh, but you have this, but you have this. And of course, the only thing that you can dwell on in the midst of hurt and struggle is the hurt and struggle. Unless you're changing your perspective and you're saying, okay, I'm going to put the hurt and struggle over here.
Yeah.
And let it do its thing and let that tornado happen while I try and find and seek positivity. And that is a good thing. There's a lot of amazing value. I've seen you do that your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Dad was deployed and you were lonely, you were just like, okay, let's make this thrive.
Yeah.
Or if, you know, he was in his retirement phase and you were like, okay, I'm going to be the breadwinner now.
Yeah.
Well, let me make this work. I feel like so much of your life has been like, let's make this happen, because so much of your past was not given to you.
Right.
You went after everything that you have.
Yeah.
So explain that. So you talked about your faith and the religion piece,
mm-hmm.
and how that affected you,
mm-hmm.
for your whole life,
mm-hmm.
to not be able to fully step into what I believe the experience of like knowing and loving Jesus is.
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, even beyond God.
Yeah.
Like a little, just bits and pieces of your childhood.
With childhood, like, in a religious way?
Anything.
Yeah. So everybody has a different childhood experience. I mean, my mom is amazing right now, but you would have never known she was an amazing mom back then. And I'm very blessed that I have the opportunity to fulfill some of those wounds that were deep for me.
Yeah.
And she is a great mom now, but back in the day, looking for Mother's Day card was very difficult because she wasn't the mom, you know, she wasn't there. And I came from a very broken family, I guess. You know, my mom and dad, my mom and many dads, you know, went through a trial period. So my brother, thank goodness for my brother and his wife, that they were religious, stable. And but there was, even he went through a lot of trial, and you know, he dissed his family and dissed me, and you know, I needed him at the time, and even though they were there, they weren't there.
Yeah.
And you know, I was a young girl, so
yeah.
But I mean, my parents put us on the school, on the church bus, and sent us off for the day, and I was in Bible study and church groups and church camp, and I was doing all the right things. Trust
yeah.
me, I had a lot of opportunity to do a lot of wrong things.
Sure.
And
sure.
because we were never guided,
yeah.
we didn't have parents at home at night.
Sure.
You know, my parents ran a service station, so they were never home.
Wow.
And it was just me and my little sister at the time, because my older brother and sister had left home earlier.
Yeah.
There was a probably like an 8-year distance in our ages.
Gotcha.
So it was just me and my little sister, which she's 4 years younger than I am, so I pretty much was her mom.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We just kind of went from that, and
yeah.
then, you know, through the years, I got married, left home early just to get out of there, and then I met my wonderful husband, and trying to make him that wonderful husband, you know,
yeah.
that I always had married
yeah.
and lost sight of.
Yeah,
so.
Sure, sure. Yeah. I always love your guys' love story.
Yeah.
It's so powerful, and there's like so much, again, looking back on that, you can see God playing such a role.
Right.
Just to be in the city you were in the situation you were in, like
mm-hmm.
with the people you were with. I mean, every
yeah.
little piece, and I always can so easily visualize it as like a chessboard.
Right.
Like you went here, so God said, okay, I'll go here.
Yeah.
Or he was always before you.
Yeah.
He knows the plan,
yeah.
the master plan before you ever have to wave your
yeah.
white flag and say,
yeah.
checkmate. But
yeah.
I believe that like it always takes hindsight 2020, and I have this huge desire in my heart for women, and specifically, but people as a whole, to for us to get ahead of that hindsight,
mm-hmm.
for us to say, okay, I know God is good,
mm-hmm.
so I'm gonna step into that right now,
mm-hmm.
versus having to be fearful, having to stand in the mess and being like, where are you? Being like, okay, I might not feel you.
Mm-hmm.
I might not see how in the hell you're showing up right now in this
mm-hmm.
situation, but I'm gonna trust, because you've always been there,
mm-hmm.
you're here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know 5 years from now, 10 years from now, God, let's pray just a couple months from now.
Yeah. Or days.
Yeah, days would be great too. That we see like the reveal of where he is,
right.
or where he was in that situation. And so I'm grateful that like you allowed me to like spread my wings as I did, even in my faith, even when you weren't necessarily
mm-hmm.
like, you've always believed in God. We said prayers every
yeah.
single night of our life. You guys, you know, it just wasn't like your
no.
religion,
no.
And I'm grateful that I didn't have that skewed perspective. I got to experience faith on my own terms. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's a beautiful thing for people to do. Now I'm in a household where, of my own family, trying to cultivate, like, how do I give them freedom to own their faith by themselves? But I also want to steward that so well to guide them and be like, this is the only way that you can do this wholly.
Right. You have to let them learn the
you
fall.
You do.
And it's so hard. Just like the speaker yesterday, she said she was Rachel. She's a preacher's wife and our preacher daughter's.
Yeah, preacher's daughter.
Preacher's daughter. Yeah. And if you are a preacher's daughter, you know the... have to be a good girl. You have to do this and you have to do that. So you know, and she didn't probably get to spread her wings until she got older to really figure out what. And I'm sure she's probably readjusting her lifestyle with her children.
Yeah,
you know, to teach them.
And we all do, right?
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people feel shame. And I think that I did for a while when I first was walking into my faith and like adjusting all these things that I felt like it was negative towards you or like different because it was different, not because it was wrong or not because it was negative or mean or any of those things, but it was just different. And so I always kind of carried around this little bit of shame of like, oh, what is she thinking of me doing this? Because it wasn't how you did it. I never wanted you to think that I was trying to negate what how you raised us, because my belief, and I've seen this time after time after time, is that as a mom specifically, I can't speak to dad because I'm not a dad, we want the absolute best for our children.
Absolutely.
And we give the absolute best. We give to them before we give to ourselves, hands down, all the time. But it is, it's the best we currently know.
Right.
And so just as you're walking into this new season of so many good things, just as I am as well, you know more now. And so now we have a new guiding light. You have a new guiding light as a mother to say, you know what? And I do this all the time. Dude, I got that wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let's go this way.
Yeah.
This way is a better option.
Right.
Let's heal this way together. I apologize.
Right.
So, and I just love that you have always stood in your humility with each growing season of your life. I don't feel like you've ever deflected, like, I got that wrong. But you're just an optimist, too. So you're used to... you know,
just going, okay, I got, and let's change it.
Yeah.
Let's
delete. Okay, let's go.
Move to the next.
It's so good. So I want to share, you have so much goodness about your history, but we just did that yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday at Rise Conference was all about our past.
Yeah.
And they did a really amazing exercise, which they do at all of their conferences, called Stand Up for Your Sister. But yesterday they allowed us to stand up for ourselves. And specifically in business, we had to like go down a rap sheet of things that we've done wrong, that we needed to fess up to and own for ourselves, so that we didn't have to stand in the shame of what we felt like we were, have been standing in. Maybe we wanted to be further along in our businesses than we are now. Maybe we messed up financially. I'll raise my hand right there. you know, maybe you put your business before your spouse. I did that too.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, there were so many things that you just carry as an entrepreneur, especially a creative dreamer who's constantly living out in front of even your own feet. And we do that all the time. We're like, let's go dream. And, you know, if you guys know my best friend, Morgan, she talks about helicopter living. And she is always like, ready to jump out of the helicopter. And I'm like, wait, we haven't even planned. There's no safe space. You're over the ocean right now. And so, like, it's such an amazing mind to have, but it can also really get you in trouble.
Yeah.
So yesterday we had that opportunity and we're ready to move forward.
Yeah.
Today's all about present. Tomorrow's all about future. And so today, knowing all the things that you know now versus what you knew then, how are you going to move forward in any part? I'm not even going to say anything else.
Any part. Well, you know, of course, my business, the Mom and Me, the daycare, you know, I'm pretty much old and greased that pretty well. So I love my kids and I love my job. I love both my jobs, which is huge. I mean, I don't go to work hating to get dressed to go to work. But I do love the Mom and Me store, and I love helping moms, and I love helping grams that become new grandmas, because it's so exciting, and you get to return them.
Yeah.
You don't have to raise them.
True.
You don't have to worry about what ifs and all that stuff. You do worry about what ifs.
But it's been in a different way.
You're going to give them a lot more protection, you know, than probably the parents had at that time.
Totally.
But, so yeah, the business is you know, going to move forward, and new exciting things I have planned, and I can't wait for 2020. But most importantly, I think for me is the faith has been huge for me this year. Well, not even this year. Last, what, 2 months?
Yeah.
2 months, 3 months?
And well, May. Was
about May with my brother,
which
was awesome. I can't even describe that. And then since then, you know, just dabbling into it a little bit at a time. Because it is overwhelming.
Sure.
I told you I was overwhelmed. Yeah. Like, what do I do with the Bible now?
Right. Well, I think that's a big testament, too, to how faith was presented to you when you were little.
Yeah.
Because it was presented as religion.
Yeah.
And it was presented almost like a school, right? Like,
okay, you
go to this Bible study, you go to this class, you check off this box, and, you know, the Catholicism has, like, the CCD class. Judaism,
totally,
you know, has the bat mitzvah. That you have to get to all the schools just to check that box. And then so often you see people get, they check that box, and then they're like, peace, I'm out. I did what I'm supposed to do. Now I'm going to take it on my own terms, because it's so regimented. And faith is not supposed to be regimented.
No.
Like, we each get to craft our own experience of relationship, and it's not supposed to be overwhelming, maybe overwhelming in emotion, and I think that that is probably something you feel too,
which
is amazing.
For sure.
We're already emotional beings, but to add that on top of it, like, there's just joy tears, there's sad tears, there's what in the world tears, or I know I for a long time had tears of like, I can't believe I missed this.
Yeah.
Like, just personal. Like, I was just like, man, I could have been living in this state for so much longer, but that's a part of our testimonies, and that's the place where we get to now scream from the rooftops of joy and being like, I get to do it now.
Yeah.
And so pouring into each of those separate sections. And the cool thing about this conference, y'all, is not everybody that's on the platform speaks from a place of faith in their personal lives, in your face. None of it's really in your face at all. But they believe in Jesus, and it is so evident in a parent that they love God, and without it, and every single person has said this, without belief in something bigger than you, you are never going to achieve your dreams. You are never going to reach the goal. You're never going to reach your max potential, because your max potential lies within your Creator, the one who created you with the potential. And so I'm like so excited just to be alongside you, because I, you know, I think you're one of your best friends, which I love. Yeah. She was my maid of honor, which is
my bathing suit.
Yeah, in a bathing suit. I'm so sorry. That was the worst. That was not intentional. I wanted
it's raining again today. Look at that.
Of course it's raining. Story of my life. So is to know that, like, she's been there through it all, obviously, since day one. I think a lot of times there's this thing called imposter syndrome. And have I told you about this before?
I don't know.
It's this concept of, they asked about it yesterday, and they asked you to raise your hand if you feel like you're an imposter.
Oh, yes.
And what that means specifically is that you feel sometimes, you have this thought process of like, I'm doing all of these things. You guys see me out here offering my life to you as a way to help you and help you grow. Am I a fraud? Am I real enough? Am I doing this exactly for what I'm saying I'm doing it for? Am I trying to be somebody else? Am I somebody else? Am I just me? And so you have these like questions of like, am I an entrepreneur? Am I faking an entrepreneur? Am I like all, am I a Christian? Yeah, I'm a Christian. Wait, like you just have this like feeling of like, maybe I'm not.
Right.
And I have like walked through that, those conversations with some other friends who struggle with something similar. And I'm like, at the end of the day, I come back to the fact that, this is fully me. And you know that I've struggled with when people call me fake.
Yeah.
And I hate that. Yeah. It's like a huge pet peeve of mine. And people who know that about me like to use
it. Yes, for sure.
And, I had to completely block that out. When they said yesterday, oh, this is really good. They said, if you have to cut people out of your life, they likely handed you the scissors. Mm-hmm. You were in the bathroom when they said that. And I was like,
oh! I missed that part.
This is so good. So I don't want to allow other people to dictate who they see me as.
Right.
And that's like the biggest faith piece that's so amazing, like who God sees you as. And I see who God sees you as.
Right.
And I always have.
Right.
And now you just get to let that be illuminated right. in such a cool way.
Right.
Y'all, this has been a transformational year for women who I have had the absolute gift of walking life out with. And not for one second have I taken it for granted, or can I take the credit for all that has transpired. It is truly a God thing. I wanted to jump on here to share with you about what I'm believing the 2020 year has in store for us. One of clarity and visions finally coming to fruition over our dreams. Core Creatives is a monthly women's collaborative community, which has catapulted into something very special. And each quarter, I'll be launching new groups that you could be a part of. Words like invaluable, rewarding, motivating, encouraging, authentic, foundational, and a godsend are all words that women have used to define this group. This year alone, new passion projects have taken flight, businesses have launched, seasoned businesses have rebranded, new vibrancy has been added to the pursuits and daily tasks, logos and websites have been generated, new customers have been cultivated, and my very favorite, collaborations and healthy relationships have been built between women pursuing their own version of happiness. Y'all, this is not a competition, and this group of creatives puts that into action. Oh, and I can't forget, as a collective, we have raised thousands of dollars for nonprofit that we're all passionate about. I could go on for days, so I will stop ranting, but seriously, I had to take this chance to tell you about these groups as they continue to launch, and a new one is happening soon. So sign up today or come out to a free meeting and truly see for yourself. This is an online and local event, so definitely get in touch. I can't wait to see you.
You know, I'm not in my 30s, so fortunately I had found it when I did, and because I think in the long run it's going to save a lot of things, and I think the most, you know, I mean, you're married 34 years, there's a lot of crap that can happen in 34
That's
years.
That's so true. So true. I've only been married 7, so I get it.
But I do have a wonderful husband that does love me through and through. I mean, he truly loves me.
Yeah, he does.
I truly love him. We just kind of fell out of love.
Yeah.
So we're working on towards falling back in love, and I don't think it's going to be really hard because we, it's there.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Gosh.
So it's not like a relationship that it's not going to fix quickly. It's
right. Like, I don't even,
it's just a little tweaking, which, you know, some marriages need tweaking. And fortunately, we're aware of that. And it's not too late.
Yeah.
And so tweaking with that. And, you know, he's always been a believer in God. And he's always been, you know, where can we go? What can we do? And I think this is also a turning point for him.
Yeah.
So, so I can't imagine like a year from now where I can tell you, you know, like, you know, I want to be that person like, my husband is awesome. You know, he's the best person, and he is the best person, but I have to get there again.
Right, sure.
You know, and he has to get there again.
100%.
So it's not one or it's equal.
Yeah.
And we do have awesomeness around us. We are an awesome couple.
Yeah.
We're very awesome together.
Yeah.
So, and you know, we always rocked the room when we came in because everybody wanted to have that drive that we do, and we will.
Yeah.
We will have it.
I always think, because I have such fond memories of my childhood, and there's the, when you guys would always dress up for Halloween, which I always love because my birthday's in October, so Halloween, though I don't like the premise of Halloween, I loved dressing up.
Yeah.
If anybody likes to dress up, and if you know my mom, if it's any occasion, she's dressed up. It could be a race that she's running a marathon, it could be a Tuesday. It could be, she's dressed to the hilt. And I love that because beyond just like dressing up for fun, we dress up. And she taught me that if you show up best dressed, you're gonna feel best. And I was best dressed in high school, which I don't own that title, but I love that title because it was a precedence of who I was on a daily basis. I never stepped out of that character because that's who I actually am. Did I do things that I probably shouldn't have done? Sure. Lost my virginity when I was in school. Shouldn't have done that. She didn't know that. And it, sorry. But it's like such a passion point for me because that was the start of when I felt like I had to pick up a mask for other people. And I am so tired. I don't have any masks in my costumes. They are not there anymore. I got rid of all of them. I addressed every single one of them. And it's a really hard thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like business owners who are listening to this right now and business owners who are here, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
We put on a mask of, oh, we've got it all together. Like, yeah, this is gonna be great. Things are blossoming, things are booming. This is my social media numbers. This is where I'm at. It's not that easy. And they talked about it so much yesterday to remind us how hard
it is.
It is.
Even with, you know, Rachel Hollis and mm-hmm. the amount of money she makes and where she is today, it took her a long time to get there. Mm-hmm. It didn't just happen last year.
She said she works 5 times harder now than she ever did.
Yeah.
Which kind of scares me.
But it is.
That's a different word.
When it becomes a passion, it fuels you. And so when people say, how do you have all this energy? How does your mom have all of that energy? How is she running 2 full-time businesses and keeping up with all the other things? Because you do charity work, you have friends, you travel, you do Bunko, all the things. We're going to get workout back into that mix because you and dad have like implanted that in me. So that's a goal for the future. But it's because there's passion at the root of it, and your passion has always been around children. Mm-hmm. Now it's kind of like shifting a bit into mm-hmm. what that like meeting point is. Mm-hmm. But I love that about mm-hmm. you. I love that you do what these people are teaching. You've been doing what these people mm-hmm. are teaching without words to it
right.
for 34 years since you started your business.
Right.
Awesome.
Right. Yeah. It is pretty awesome.
It's really cool.
It is, yeah.
And so now we've got me, who I'm entrepreneurial. Yeah. Then you've got your son, who he's an entrepreneurial mastermind. He just hasn't tapped into what that one thing is. Lisa's on her, entrepreneurial journey with her husband. And so isn't that cool?
It is so cool. Yeah. Because, you want the best for your children.
Yeah.
And you love to watch them grow. And sometimes they grow in hurtful ways and you gotta let them fall. And as as your children get older, right now, if they're little, you don't really see that.
Yeah.
But when they get older, you're like, oh, don't do that. Yeah. But they do it and they learn and they move forward and they're all doing really well. And I'm proud of all of them. And I can't wait to see where they go, because hopefully they go big so they can take care of us, because that's the plan. I want a mother-in-law suite somewhere.
What's your retirement plan? Well, one day my children are going to hit it and we're going to have a mother-in-law suite.
But
you have your own contingencies because you have your own passions.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I am
really
rooting for the fact that dad will get a dog training facility. Like, I want him to have a kennel. That's my dream for dad.
Wow,
and I've
awesome.
Tried so many times to get him in the door of other kennels in our area. If I know that my next door neighbor's a dog trainer. I'm like, come on, dad, like, this would be so you. But I don't know if his entrepreneurial kick is quite where your kick is.
No.
So you would have to be alongside him as
no,
his administrator.
No, I'm not taking care of dogs. No, I love my dogs, but no. Children, yes,
okay, dogs. Okay, deal. Not to mention she has, hold on, I don't know if you can see this, but she's wearing shoes that are dogs. Says the dog trainer. I'm just kidding. That's so good. So I guess, where do I want to go from here? We always have such good conversations. Coming down here, we were conversating about 1,000 things. We have so much things in common. Mm-hmm. I want you to give people how, through all of the seasons of your life, with all the struggles and all of the highs, how do you keep dreaming?
Gosh, I don't write a dream book. I don't know, I never have a cloud over a dream. There's never like a cloud over me and saying, I can't do that.
Well,
if I wake up, I'm like, I think I'm gonna, open another business. I wanna open another storefront. It's not like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I can, obviously, financially.
Sure,
you have
sure.
to figure that part out.
Of course.
But it's not impossible.
Wow.
I never think anything's impossible.
Yeah.
I don't think, I never really say I can't do that.
That's awesome.
I don't really have that.
Yeah,
that's why I do so many things.
Right?
I'm trying to figure it out. Heck, I used to go door to door selling water purifiers before water bottles were even a thing. Knocking on people's doors.
Crazy. What other jobs did you do? You guys did pizza delivery.
Oh, Eddie and I did Domino's. We delivered Domino's pizzas. He worked one shift and I worked next. That was hilarious. And we had our little Domino's shirt on. we made good money. I mean, you had to do what you had to do.
Yeah.
I did a lawn service and took the trailer and did the whole mulching because my husband was tired of the lawn service, so I had to continue that job until we closed
it. Landscaped, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've done some crazy stuff. I don't know. Really? I clean houses.
Oh, yeah,
in Sandridge.
Yep.
That was a lot of work. You had 3-4 massive houses that you had to clean from top to bottom by yourself within 3 hours. And then you had an inspector come and inspect it. That was a lot of work. I did that a lot on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had multiple jobs.
Yeah, and then together we have been planned. We've done weddings. We've coordinated weddings. That was a nightmare.
Yeah, never again, no.
I give mad props. Yeah. Rachel said yesterday there's a special place in heaven for you. If you're a wedding planner, that's all you.
Yeah.
And then we've done belly casting, which you still do.
Yeah, belly casting.
So that's, if you don't know, casting a woman's belly from shoulder down to like below her belly at like 8 months. And then you hand paint and design it to their nursery, which has been such a fun experience.
I still do that, so that's fine.
I remember before I had ever touched a pregnant belly because I was like 21. And this gal come over and I'm, you know, already uncomfortable that I'm touching her pregnant belly of a stranger. My mom's like, oh, you know, talking and doing all of her thing. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so weird. And then we had accidentally taken the plaster and attached it to her bra before we figured out all the tips and tricks. And so she's like, oh, no big deal. Because, you know, once you have a baby, like, game off, like whatever, you've seen it all, especially if you're another girl, it just is what it is. And so we had to take off her bra and I am mortified. I'm like, oh my gosh, her boobs are just out in the middle of the world. She's pregnant, she's in her underwear, she's already uncomfortable. And I'm like trying to look away, trying to make her comfortable, like what's happening? And my mom is just laughing. So, needless to say, I evolved in my experience with the women, beautiful women body as my own pregnancies and things took shape. Now I love them and I can rub bellies all the time. But we've done personal training. This was a funny one. Tell them about that experience. Beauty and the Beach. It's a good name. Somebody currently has it as an influencer in Virginia Beach. And when I saw it, I was like, but she didn't seal it because it just is what it is. But
that was interesting because we took, if you know what a beach cart is, we filled up a beach cart with weights and bands and balls and you name it, we had it in this thing. We pulled it behind our car, our bikes, and we pulled it and went to the ocean front. We set all this stuff up and we did like beach training. Well, if you have never worked out on the beach, it is hard.
Very hard.
I mean, a crab crawl on the beach is way different than on land.
Or a jumping jack.
Or a jumping jack.
Like, what?
And I mean, but I will tell you, it was the best workout.
It really was.
We got you in shape. We had like, probably 7 or 8 girls.
Yeah, sometimes more, but yeah, that was about the standard. Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
It was really fun.
It was a good workout. I mean, we loved it. You waddled in the sand. You didn't worry about getting sand on you.
Where did the money go from that?
I have no idea. All right, did we even make money?
I don't know if we made money.
I don't even think we made money. We probably bought another ball or something.
Oh, my God.
We never made money.
We never made money, guys. This is so bad. We've been in business. I've been in business for over a decade in so many different things. We never made money.
No money.
And it's so, we loved it. We had a lot of fun.
It's a passion.
We dreamed a lot. But I'm telling you, this is the turning point. We're taking ownership right now. Yes. This is the turning point in both of our businesses. We're going to pay ourselves first, and you guys are going to get all the goods, and we're going to make money. And there's no shame in that.
No.
Like, if you're passionate about something and you know, money is a part of that equation, it has to be.
Pay bills. And
I don't know how we're still doing what we're doing. I know how I am because, thank you, Jesus, I have an amazing husband who is successful and has supported me along the way. Mom has to make her money and spend her money.
Yeah,
so that's not fun. Not to say dad's not successful. He is greatly successful.
Yes.
He was a senior chief in the military, so he's amazing.
Yes.
But if you're a veteran, you understand how that plays out.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot of intimate details about what that is like as a veteran family, military wife, all of that, as Morgan and Anthony have shifted from that into their pastoral experience. And I am shocked. It makes me mad of the things that they have to deal with and the changes that have to happen. And they just like, oh, you're out, kick to the curb.
Yeah, you're not. Somebody addressed it the other day about how they don't really prepare. Her husband had gotten out of the military as well. And they really don't prepare you. Maybe now, but back when
this just happened. They just retired so 2 years ago.
We were not prepared. We were like, holy moly, now what do we do?
Oh, this is a business idea, okay? Yeah. We're giving it to you for free. It's a free business idea.
Yeah.
Go and start something that is a transitional experience for families from the military into real life. This is the paperwork you need. Yeah. This is what you need to be prepared for. These are all the things. Do this. Somebody do this. Raise your hand. Yeah. You got dibs.
And, you know, there's free resources from the military that you can do it. But it's kind of like when your parent, your elderly parents get sick.
Yeah.
There's no resources. Yeah. You have to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, you got to learn how to do the Social Security and all that stuff and where they can get this money and if they did have money or if they don't have money. Or you got to put the money into a trust and you got to take the money out of the trust because then everybody will eat it up and just take it away. So all your parents, you know, when your parents make all this money, it's going to be gone if you don't put it in the right places.
Wow.
Trust me.
Okay, business number two.
Right, yeah.
Go open when your parents get old business.
Yeah. There's lots of business out there.
Oh my gosh, could you figure that out for me so I don't have to do it for you?
Yeah, no, it'll all be done. I'm not going to put that, you guys, on you.
It's horrible because that's like all of those things and all of those transitions and any time that you can get into a niche business that has a transition, that's a transitional period. It's so imperative because I feel the exact same way about therapy. I felt like when I was like, oh my gosh, I have one option here and I'm either going to not be here tomorrow and my life is at jeopardy, my family is at jeopardy, my marriage is at jeopardy, my mothering is at all these things at jeopardy, or I'm gonna get help. I am telling you, I scoured Google and Google provides all the insight. If you have a business question, YouTube it, there's an answer.
Yeah.
That's how Rachel Hollis created her billions. Billions, by the way, amazing.
Yeah.
But I was lost and I'm like, there's no information. And then, okay, take that back. There was information. It's gonna cost you 20 grand. Who has 20 grand? I just told you I lost all my money in my 20s. Everything I made. And I was bartending, I was making really good money, and that's how I was providing my passionate dreams. But come on, I mean, there has got to be more resources. And now I do see, based on like podcasts and these things that are free to you, by the way, it costs our time, but we're so passionate about it. We want you to hold on to this so badly. There are resources, but it's not nothing like what you had to go through.
So start a business for sure. Listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Podcasts are good. I mean, Rachel and them, they do a great job.
Yeah, they really do.
And this event has been awesome.
Yeah.
I can't wait for today.
I know. It's so fun. We're climbing in on the time frame that we actually have to go because we want to get a good front seat like we did yesterday. But y'all, today is going to be awesome. I hope your today is amazing. If you have picked up anything from this time together, literally just the last 37 minutes, I hope that you'll see that Jesus, above all things, is the transformative key, and He abundantly wants you to have money. He wants you to have happiness. He wants you to have a fruitful marriage and fruitful relationships and follow your passions and your dreams. Without Him, you're going to be wandering.
Yeah.
And I was a wandering soul.
Same here.
Even knowing Jesus, even knowing He existed, until I came into union with Him, it's been a 3-year, working on 4-year mark of a lot of good.
Yeah.
A lot of pain. Suffering is intended.
We talked about that a lot
yesterday. What were some of the pain things that they said? Or failure.
There failure, was a lot failure. Of failure. I don't think they really used the word pain. They said failure.
They said failure, yeah.
Yeah, agreed. A lot of failure.
Well, suffering was one.
Yeah, suffering, which is pain.
Pain.
Yeah, a lot of
worse.
Pain.
But they were saying, like, you know, fail forward.
Yeah.
Use your suffering point is your what was the word?
Suffering was your
salvation. I mean, honestly, if you
listen to the whisper,
that was really good.
Listen to your whisper. Everybody has a whisper.
Yeah, and ultimately, that's the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And when you get into your faith, you'll understand what that means. And that sounds like religion, and it sounds like mumbo jumbo. Look into it. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Or go back and listen to one of Anthony or Jay or Jesse, 3 bomb men in my life that I get to utilize as resources all the time. So much goodness. And I think know that it's okay to equally suffer. You can also experience joy in the exact same moment, which is
our life all the time.
Absolutely.
Right now, in our family. Yeah. Yeah. So we're praying for you. We're praying for ourselves. We're praying for all the people at the conference to just find abundance and live for today. Mm-hmm. Today is all about being present.
Yeah.
And we're going to go in present. In
living the past and the past.
Yep. And hopes of the presents that are going to be coming in the future.
Yeah.
Get that play on words. Presently hoping for the presents. Come on. I love to write. All right, y'all. I am so happy to have you. Mom, what's your, if you could give some insight, you have such good words of wisdom.
Gosh. Yeah. Just, you know, follow your dreams. Don't ever think there's a cloud out there you can't see the sunshine, because there's always sun shining somewhere.
That's
and just
so
kind of like move it out of your way.
Yes,
go for
love
it.
That. I love that. I love that when you said that there are no clouds over my dreams.
Yeah.
What a beautiful, and the cool thing about that is that you have the conversation of rainbows
with
you and Dad.
Yeah, I do have rainbows.
Like, that's your rainbow.
And when you see rainbows and you see double rainbows, it's more sunshine.
Yeah.
So something beautiful can never happen every day. All you have to do is just believe.
And guess what? You only see a rainbow after what?
Rains.
And storms.
And the sun comes up.
So
it always comes
that
up.
That was another thing they said yesterday, and it's something.
Count on it.
Yeah, it's always going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
The sun always rises. And that is a promise from the Lord. And so hold on to that.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see what dreams you manifest. And we're here rooting for you.
Yeah. So. Thanks for having me.
I love you.
Oh God,
so
I was very nervous.
So good.
I hate speaking in public.
You did so good. That's another thing. I'm gonna tell you this really quick story before we go. So Mom, she's amazing. She's just but her gifting, and I feel like she's kind of granted that into me, is other people. She will pull things out of you, she will teach you, she will guide you, she will let you lean on her, because she always puts herself last, but we're gonna change that a little bit because we want her to be first, and then she can give you all the goods. But she, you know, we're to network as a part of what we're doing. The woman will say five words and then just, okay, what about you? And I'm like, Mom, like, share what you do. You're so good. So I am making her start her day, her present day, by sharing with you so that she can get better at sharing with the world.
Oh, she woke up at 4:30 this morning and said, you're going on a podcast. I'm like, what are we going to talk about? Oh, my God.
I'm like, I'm not telling.
It's good.
It's fun.
Yes,
it's really fun. Well, I love you. I'm so glad you came.
Thanks for having us.
This won't be the last time you see us. We're always around.
Yes.
Bye. Hey, y'all. I hope in today's episode you sensed an ignite to an ember within you. Something mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually moving that creates and sustains a fire within your wholeness journey. Before you go, let's solidify the flame. I'd love for you to take a step right now in declaring your takeaway. By snapping a pic of the episode you tuned into, share your sparked moment and tag me at Fit and Faith with the hashtag Fit and Faith Podcast so I can help you stay accountable. We're in this together, right? Community over competition is the motto. I'd also be incredibly grateful if you took an extra second to leave a review on iTunes or your podcast listening app. Let's fuel the flame and share the gift of wholeness with everybody. Until next time, cheers to your health and happiness.